Okay, welcome to the Deadly Eye.
Woohoo, welcome to the Deadly Eye. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Woohoo, yay.
There's Max. Max is bringing the enthusiasm.
No kidding.
Okay, now I heard a reference to the stick. And Max, I guess you visited the stick this weekend.
Okay, Max, this is a podcast.
This is a podcast, Max.
Nodding doesn't cover it.
You actually have to talk to them. See that black stick right there?
Yes.
Talk to this one, okay?
Hi, black stick.
Hello, Mr. Microphone.
Oh, it's like a dream come true.
I know.
So, Max, how did you visit the stick? Can you look at that microphone and talk there?
I have visited my sock drawer lately. That's the entrance to the magic cave.
Max.
Okay, Max. Actually, I believe that I used my credit card to pay for a game for you.
Okay.
Homestar, I believe that I believe that we bought your game this weekend.
What?
Why don't you switch chairs right now?
Okay, sounds good.
Hooray!
That org cam, or you could just keep holding his face to the microphone for the next 10 minutes or so. Okay.
Yeah.
Right back around. Okay, good.
No, I didn't.
No, actually, she made it work. Okay. Max. So Max, what game are you playing this weekend?
I am playing SBC G4AP.
And what's that stand for?
SBC G4AP.
Cam, what's that stand for?
It stands for Strong Med's Cool Game for Attractive People.
Okay. And so, Max, now this game is based on what website?
HomestarRunner.com.
HomestarRunner.com, that's right. And Cam, is that a favorite or not?
Oh my gosh, such a favorite. Like, that's one of my favorite websites of all time. It's absolutely hilarious.
Okay, Max, can you give me a Homestar Runner quote or a Strong Bad quote? Cam, you start with one.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Max, can you think of something Strong Bad says that you like?
Looking at things in a bag.
So I can strongly recommend Homestar Runner. That's a good one. So, Max, how far have you gotten in the game, Max?
More than half.
So this is from Telltale Games, the guys who do the Sam and Max games, and they did an adventure game for Bone, right? The books that you like,
yeah,
Bone?
Yeah.
And Bone was great. So this one looks like do you think this is their best game yet?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you give it on a scale of 1 to watermelon?
1 to watermelon.
Okay, so you like it. That's good, because I don't know what you would have chosen in between there, but, you know.
Probably apple.
So Cam, let's see now. What are you reading right now?
I'm reading Twilight by Stephanie Myers. It's a really good series, but it's definitely more aimed toward the teens, not exactly a kid's thing.
And that's a vampire-y thing?
Very vampire-y.
And
very, very
Max,
vampire-y.
Max, have you ever read anything with vampires in it?
Max?
What?
Have you ever read anything with vampires in it?
I'd say Banicula.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Banicula was great.
Did you read any other Banicula books, Cam?
No, I only read the original one.
Oh, because they're really good. They're really good. Max, do you remember who the author of Banicula is? Cam, why don't you pull that up?
Oh, yeah, real quick. And then the opening of the almighty laptop.
Yeah, Cam's going to use the tubes.
Tubes. Yeah. clap.
And what are we, Max, what are we reading right now?
So what are we reading right now? Let's see. The Tale of Despero and Gregor and the Prophecy of Bane.
And would you recommend Gregor and the Prophecy of Bane to other human beings?
Yes, I do.
A decisive nod, the recollection that we're on audio, not on video. And then so, the outburst, the positive outburst.
So here I've got the Binicula Envelope. It's written by James Howe.
Howe, H-O-W-E.
Cool. Yes.
Okay, so that one's highly recommended. And what age group would you say, Cam? Because I know, like, no problem, 5 to 9, 10. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think that's about the right range. It's about a vampire bunny that sucks the juice out of vegetables.
So next time we got to figure out in September what are good October reads.
Definitely.
For Thanksgiving.
I was waiting to see who would get it first, and it's like.
Yeah,
oh,
I love
Thanksgiving books.
I love our scary right. Thanksgiving celebrations. Oh.
I gotta say, I can't wait for December Ween, though.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, yay, December Ween.
So if it's any indication how much we love Homestar, for about the last 3 years, we've had the Happy December Ween on our Christmas card.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's more like 4 or 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 3.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
Which is it?
4, 3? Which one?
Oh,
probably 4/3.
Yeah, I think so too.
So 1 in the 3rd year, which is how many different December weens? Probably 12. Because 4 times 3 is 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, okay, here's, I think, our closing question for today. And now, Max, I'll ask you. Now, you can tell me if you want to answer this first or if Cambry should answer it first, okay? Here's the question. Now, let's say you were running to the ice cream truck, okay?
Okay.
You can picture that right now, right? Delicious ice cream. You can hear the music. Can you hear the music?
Da, 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 da.
That's a damaged ice cream truck that you're running towards. But still, even with the damage that it's suffered, with the horrible music that it's putting out, you can see all your favorite ice cream, you know, advertised on the truck. Like, what's one of your favorite ice cream popsicle things? Can you name one? Can you think of one? What about that one that looks like a foot? I don't think it smells like a foot, but it looks like a foot.
I'd say.
And it's got like a blister in the middle of it.
I'd say.
What would you say, Cam?
I would say probably the Dora, like, ice cream head, because that thing is freaky.
Yeah.
That's the one you like?
I like how it looks anyway, not how it tastes. What I like how it tastes is either the snow cone or the little chocolate malt ball cup.
Yeah, because we're looking for something that actually makes your mouth kind of water that you can't wait to get to. What about you, Max? What's your favorite kind of thing to get from the ice cream truck?
Bomb pop.
Bomb pop. See, that's always been my all-time favorite. I have to agree. Red, white, and blue bomb pop, right? That
yeah,
or a fudge.
Yeah, stuff like that.
And the orange.
The different kinds of
the orange big stick one.
Oh, big sticks. Oh, man. Big sticks are great.
So we now have a picture, right? Can you picture that, Max? It's a hot day. Sun beating down. You're running to the ice cream truck. It's horrible. Damaged music is blaring out the street. And somebody down the way is, you know, filling their wading pool. And so the gutter's just, you know, rushing with water. And as you're running to the ice cream truck, an alien drops out of the sky and its flying saucer shoots you with a shrink beam and then flies back up into the sun where it lives. And you now are practically microscopic. You're very small. You're like ant size, maybe 2 or 3 times ant size, maybe moth size. But you don't have wings. Don't think you have wings. Okay, so you're really tiny. Can you picture that?
Yes, he's picturing it right now.
You're picturing that right now, Max?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And so being really tiny like that, Max, and...
What would I do to cool off or get ice cream?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. What would you cool off? No, what would you... So if you're really, really tiny like that, what would you use to be able to get to the... What would you use to get to the ice cream truck? So in other words... Now you can't just walk over there now. You still want your bomb pop, even though you're tiny. And but there's a rush of water between you and the ice cream truck. How are you going to get there? What will you use? You have to use something something to float on or something to bounce you over the water or something like that? How would you get there?
I have wings.
Okay, but you don't. I said you maybe the size of a moth. I said you didn't have wings, but you're tiny. You're really tiny. So what would you do as a tiny person?
I would... Hey! What'd yeah. you do to my voice?
I just pumped it up for a second.
Yeah, okay. So let's see. I would go around. I would
You sound tiny.
Okay.
What is Quidditch?
Quidditch!
You sound like Fred.
Seriously, Quidditch.
Now I want you to sound like you're tiny when you do it.
Okay.
And then
well, I'd hop into the water, let it carry me until the thing isn't strong enough, and then I'd swim
but
all the way.
Okay.
To
you do it kind of Michael Phelps style?
Of the thing, and then I'd hop, and then I'd grab the front of the car. Go up, break into the window.
You're bug-sized. You're going to break the window. You're bug-sized. So what you'd do is smash yourself on the window. You'd be a stain on the window.
Well, I go on the top, jump through the window, open window, and then I sneak into the icebox, and then... I grab my bomb pop.
Okay, good. Now, Cam, you have the perspective of age and maturity, you know, being 15 now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But you're still tiny.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that you're not Michael Phelpsian swimmer, so you can't make it across the gutter when you're swimming. So,
never Michael Phelps, you know.
So lean in the microphone a little bit and tell us how you would get across in some ingenious way.
Okay, well... Our backyard usually has a bunch of baby toys, and I mean bunches of baby toys. So I would probably grab those little carts that the babies push around, you know, and it would be easier to get down the driveway because it has wheels.
Okay.
So I push it down, and since that little grocery cart they push around has like the little cage, you know, like a regular grocery store is like almost like a cage.
Yeah.
So I push that down to the edge and push it off the edge, then grip up and I could pull myself across. So.
That's good. You realize you're kind of penny sized.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good. So you know, that's quite a feat. That thing would be like 400 times larger than you.
Yeah. Well, there's a hill. It would probably slide down ahead of me.
So let me ask you this. If you were going to use a hat to float across the gutter, you know, the thing about what kind of hat would be best for a little tiny person?
Probably like a straw sun hat.
Kind of like, you know, going to the races. What about you, Max? What kind of hat would you use?
I would use... I would use one of the clay hats. That would get me nowhere.
The Sumerians, the ancient Sumerian clay hats that we have.
And a jet booster. And then I blast up. And then,
Oh no, Max has fallen down.
Describe how confused I am right now.
Try some with letters in, though. It really works well.
Oh, yeah. That might work.
Well, I think that says it all, Max. You know, you're floating down the river in your clay hat.
Clay hat. Wait, why can't I hear?
Jet booster.
Oh, you can't hear yourself?
No, I can't hear myself.
Let's see.
I can hear myself.
Oh, you can keep talking.
Yes, so... Oh, now I hear myself.
Yay.
Okay, not talk.
Yay. Okay, wait, no, can't hear us.
Okay,
I hear us now.
Let me see. Oh, well, yay.
Okay, was there any other topics you want to cover, Max? Or is that it for tonight?
You.
What?
You.
I'm the topic you want to cover?
Yes. No, just kidding. You choose.
I don't know.
I think that's it for tonight. We'll do another one soon. What do you think, Max?
Awesome.
Let's see.
So we're going to end this episode in tiny.
Yeah, because I don't know what happened to your volume. So it's as if I really shrunk you guys.
Okay, I guess we're ending this episode tiny. I hope I can brush my teeth tonight. Yeah.
little tiny toothbrush for the little tiny tinies.
Oh, no!
That's scary.
Sorry, I had to do it.
All right, well, that's it for the Deadly Eye today.
Woo!
Say bye, Max.
Bye.
Well, Max will be doing the entire episode in reverse. Bye, Max.
Bye.
Bye, Cam.
Sayonara, Mina-san. Japanese for bye, everyone.
Okay.
Okay, sayonara.